This is the Save My HSC show. For more free resources, go to savemyhse.com.au.
G'day guys, welcome to the Save My HSC show, the go-to resource for help with HSC English. Each episode is syllabus focused and can be digested in under 15 minutes. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about writing the conclusions for your essays. So, the thing about conclusions is, I've actually talked to students who think that they don't actually have to include this in there. I guess if you're in an exam, you might be sitting there going, oh no, it's way more important for me to finish off this thought or this idea in this particular paragraph instead of, say, allocating a tiny bit of time to write the conclusion. Now, I don't think that's the best course of action, because your point, if you're not planning your time correctly, you may not have planned your essay correctly. So I would actually say that kerfuffle is going to show through your entire essay. So I'd say, allocate 5 minutes for your conclusion. It's not that difficult. And a conclusion really ties everything together. So not having one, for a marker, they're going to sit there going like, where's the conclusion? Like, they'll get quite frustrated. You know, you can potentially lose a good chunk because you ignore it. So the first sentence is usually a reworded version of your thesis. It doesn't need to be much more complicated than that. Try not to write the exact same thing, because it's going to be a little bit, it looks a little bit silly. But try to, if you are just going for a rewording, try to include a word or phrase if you're trying to be completely unique, try to include a word or phrase to let the reader know that you are tying it all together and you are relating back to that big idea. Now, a good essay will actually write something about the implications of their argument. So what's that mean? When you're writing your essay, you're arguing a point, right? If you're writing an essay properly, you're arguing a point. So there's usually implications or consequences of what you're saying. So if in your conclusion, you're highlighting those consequences. That's the point of your conclusion. Think about what you've been suggesting and implying throughout your essay, and write something about it. That's one of the most powerful things that you can do to close an essay, and that's why the conclusion is important. Now, the conclusion also, you don't want to restate all of your ideas. It's not really, like in the introduction where you're going to talk about all the things that you're going to talk about in the essay. You don't necessarily have to do this process again. Some people like to do that. Some markers like to see that. But for the HSC, you don't necessarily have to have, this list of all the things that you've talked about. You definitely want to cover the big ideas, or the big idea, I should say, that you have been covering. So if you have a concept that you've been working from, which is probably going to be related to the module that you're actually covering, definitely talk about that. But don't sit there listing everything, because it's the last bit of the essay. You've got literally just spend 5 minutes pulling this all together. What else is important? Blah 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 blah. Let me read my notes. So I guess that's pretty much the big main points. But there's a couple of pitfalls that I would like you to avoid, and that's, don't add new arguments or ideas in the conclusion. The worst thing is to see is if you go there and there's like a new quote from the body of the essay, and the person's adding a new idea or a new thought process, and you go, hold on, we're exploring a new idea, and it's over. It's almost like you're getting up to the rising action, and then poof, it's gone, and it's not very it's not smooth, it's not nice to read. So that's why they say don't include extra information in the conclusion. You know, stick to concluding the information that you've already got, or the argument threads or the ideas that you've already covered. Now, where I'd say, so you generally can't quote in the conclusion, but if you have a strong or meaningful quotation to use as a closing quotation, it doesn't hurt. There are a few authors and philosophers who I'm particularly attached to, and I would put them, you know, what they say as a closing quote. That's completely cool. I've read some brilliant essays that do that, and when you do it well, when the person you're quoting is related to what you've been talking about, and they, you know, it strengthens your point, beautiful, chuck it in there. And of course, also remember to use the wording from your modules. We want to keep the markers on side. They need to know that you have been using the syllabus as a guideline. The frustrating thing about the HSC is very, very often you're pandering to the syllabus. You're not being that unique. You are essentially going through this text, this tome, this hellish tome, and ticking off the wording and making sure that you understand the concepts and ideas that they're going through there. Some of the things are actually quite good in the syllabus, but I think that it's quite a dated way to approach students, or to try and get students to engage with learning. We are a new generation, and we must adjust with the generation. So that's pretty much it. I've kept it nice and short and sweet for the conclusion, because it shouldn't take you much longer than this podcast to be able to write one. But please do include them, because they are very important. And thanks for listening. And if you found this podcast helpful, please rate and subscribe. Tell your friends. Let's kind of work together and make this HSC thing a little bit more bearable. And if you need any help, email through to info@savemyhsc.com.au. I love getting emails and like getting annoyed by students. It is my favourite thing to do. Who would have thought? I even get prank calls. I've had my very first prank call. I was super excited. I felt very bad because I didn't give her a great show for when I was talking. But, you know, I got one. I finally got a prank call. So many years of work. And thank you. Thank you again. So, goodbye, friends.